Now, turning to the present, since the Velvet Revolution, the average Czech household's tap water consumption has fallen by more than 50%. Perhaps not surprisingly, the Czech Republic is now one of the biggest consumers of bottled water in Europe. But with empty water bottles creating hundreds of tons of waste a year, not everyone is happy about the trend. Rosie Johnson has the details.
Můžu vás poprosit taky o vodu z kohoutku?
Z kohoutku ne, ale neperlivou vám dohoď.
A normal Thursday lunchtime in a normal Czech restaurant and a fairly normal scenario. A waiter responds to a request for tap water by saying he'll bring a bottle instead. Czechs are amongst Europe's biggest bottled water consumers, drinking on average 60 litres of the stuff a year. That's despite having some of the cleanest tap water on the continent. Jakub Kašpar is the Czech Environment Ministry spokesperson. He and his wife are on a personal mission to force restaurants to serve more tap water. Over a leisurely lunch and a bottle of water, he told me more about his crusade.
It is not a crusade, but yeah, my wife is, I think, a very rational person, and she thinks about it that way, that when it is not needed to create any new garbage, let's not do it, and therefore usually she asks for 2 deciliters of juice and tap water.
And what's the response normally like? Are people getting much better about, you know, serving tap water in restaurants here?
In Prague it is getting better, and usually it starts to be usual that the response is very friendly and normal. They just ask, do you really want tap water? But sometimes, especially in the towns and cities outside Prague, it is a problem, and they answer such obstacles like, it is not possible because of the hygienic reasons.
I hear that it's really, the water that comes out of people's taps in this country is really pretty good. How does Czech water compare to, say, the water that comes out of the tap in Austria and Germany and the countries surrounding?
I think it is comparable with water in Austria especially, which is also very clear. I don't know the situation in Germany, for example, but in the Czech Republic it is really true that tap water going to households, going to restaurants, going anywhere by pipes is absolutely normal, absolutely healthy.
One of the biggest arguments against bottled water is that it's not very ecologically friendly. Is it really as unecologically friendly as all that? I mean, a lot of the bottled water here is Czech bottled water, so it's not being sort of flown in here from abroad.
Yeah, you are right that vast majority of bottled water sold in the Czech Republic is also coming from the Czech Republic. But the environmental damage or environmental problem which is caused by this usage of bottled water is not connected especially by transport, but especially by this creation, not needed creation of waste. I understand that if somebody loves sparkling water, then he can't go to the water pipe and get just a tap sparkling water because there is no sparkling water coming from the pipes. But normally, for normal drinking, everyday drinking, it is really not needed.
Jakub Kašpar, spokesman for the Czech Environment Ministry, and a man with a